The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn, joined by Craig Forsyth, to look ahead to the best of the action on Sunday. Fantastic weekend's racing. Of course, on Saturday, we've got the Irish Derby, Northumberland Plate, which by the time this goes out, you'll know what wins. We don't, because we're recording it before racing. Sunday, not as strong as Saturday, but we're going to look at three races. One at Windsor, and two at Salisbury, where there's still some nice types coming out, and it is reasonably competitive. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Alex. Looking forward to all the wonderful action this weekend, and of course, the World Cup also gets back underway after the group stages is finished, so there's a lot to look forward to.
Very true.
A busy weekend.
I didn't know what to do on Friday. I was sort of like, oh, I'll just watch. It's not on. What do you watch?
Yeah,
you just get so used to it, don't you?
The racing from Chester and Newmarket was quite good. So
yeah, true.
Yeah, I had plenty to do, so I didn't miss it too much, Alex.
Have you had any bets on the World Cup?
I haven't. No, I've had some small bets on the group stages, some good, some bad. But yeah, I found some of the games difficult. I thought one of the better bets was Gagne to win their first match against the USA, but that came unstuck with that one.
Yeah, not to be.
So I'm liking Mexico's chances to beat Holland.
I thought
they was the pick of the bets in the next round.
Okay. Mexico there. See that, a bonus tip for you on the racing podcast. We cover all sports here. So, right, we're going to look at Windsor first on Sunday. The first race is up at 3:30. It is a handicap over a mile and 2 furlongs, a Class 3 event with 6 runners down to go to post, and 6 runners of really quite high quality. We've got Anglophile for the Appleby team. Godolphin horse that is in good form. You've got Torchlighter, a horse that's been on my radar for a while. He's been knocking on the door. You've got the unexposed Yen Harb for William Haggis. Ryan Moore takes the ride on that. Tall Ship, also unexposed. That's Michael Stouts. Jimmy Quinn rides that and races off a very low weight. And then you've got Grandest for John Gosden. And Kay Dancer for Richard Hannon is likely to go off, you know, one of the outsiders in this, but was a winner last time and is trained by Richard Hannon. 6 runners here of pretty high quality, and it's hard to rule any of them out, really.
Indeed, Alex, but I think you must be using a very similar radar to the one I've got as well, because Torchlighter is the horse that I have on my mind for this. I quite like these chances, actually, against his stable companion Almago at Epsom on Derby Day over 7, but he finished 7th on that occasion, 4 lengths behind his stable companion that made all in a very impressive victory that day. He then went to Sandown over 9 furlongs, stepping up in trip. He was badly drawn on that occasion, and he had to make his move all the way on the wide outside. Was never in the best position under Sylvester D'Souza. You know, basically, that was down to the draw and not the jockey. And, you know, he's came home a strong second, only just denied beating ahead on that occasion. He's gone up £4. The handicap has raised him to a new mark of 86, but he's just a typical Mark Johnson 3-year-old. You know, we've hit the summer, and he's starting to find his form. I thought his last 2 runs have been very good. And I think he's certainly worth another chance over this 10-furlong trip, which he shapes like he'll see it out no problem, to get on the score sheet here. But like you said, it certainly won't be easy, because it's a very competitive race. And I think the biggest danger, to touch on one, but there could be several, is Anglophile, who a horse I do like. He comes from a good race at Kempton on his penultimate run when he finished 3rd behind Arab Dawn. I thought that was strong form at the time, and he was of major interest at Leicester last time on soft ground when he absolutely hacked up. He's gone up £9. He's another progressive 3-year-old, and I think he's probably the biggest danger here.
Okay, Anglophile. The biggest danger, but Torchlighter the pick there.
Ian. Yeah, definitely Torchlighter. Joe Fannin on board. Let's hope he can go one better than Sandown.
Okay, Torchlighter there in the 3:30. Next up is the 3:40 for us from Salisbury. It's a conditions race for two-year-olds, 6 furlongs the trip, a Class 3 event with 7 runners down to go to post. The going on the website I'm looking at says it's going to be firm, good to firm in places, so rattling ground at Salisbury, and you'd imagine there'll be a few speedy two-year-olds here that'll be looking to make their mark. It's a tricky race to call, Craig, purely because there'll be a lot of horses with improvement yet to come. A few of them just had the one race, a few had two. Where should we start with this one?
Start with the top one, Alex, I think.
Okay.
Percy, is it Aline?
Aline, I'd go with.
Aline, Percy Aline for Rav Beckett. This is a nice colt by Sir Percy, who showed a real likeable attitude on debut at Salisbury. He really wanted to win that race. He stuck his neck out to see off Sunset Sail, who's subsequently won. And he then went on to Windsor for a conditions race. It was a real good race at Windsor. He just never got a clear passage at any stage. He was bumped badly at the 3 furlong pole, and he never got into a rhythm thereafter. The winner, just as good, has gone on. I think he finished the 4th or 5th in the Coventry Stakes behind the Wow Signal. Good form. Haxby, who was 3rd, also ran a real good race, I think, in the Windsor Castle Stakes at Royal Ascot. Not ideal with a £4 penalty, which he picked up for winning a Class 4 event at Salisbury on debut. But I think he's got the class to concede weight to some of his rivals here. And, you know, his attitude will stand him in good stead. The step up to 6 furlongs will be a major plus. You know, on debut, his win came on soft ground. But when you look at the horse's action, I think he won despite the ground that day. And I think he'll be a lot better on a faster surface.
Okay.
So he's a clear pick here. I'm just hoping that, the £4 penalty for Salisbury doesn't count daily in the closing stages here.
Okay, but course form can't be a bad thing.
Yeah.
In terms of the main danger, I mean, Richard Hannon saddles 2. Among Angels is the preference for Richard Hughes. That one outclassed at Ascot, but no shame in that. And this does represent a drop in class for that one.
Yeah. You know, again, I think the ground will be against them if it does remain on the fast side of good, because, you know, he's a horse that seemed to relish the soft ground at Windsor on his penultimate start. I would say, although, you know, the official distance was 2.5 lengths, I would say it was a workmanlike performance. Mm. And he was certainly outclassed when he went on to Royal Ascot to take in the Windsor Castle Stakes when he finished 8 lengths behind Hootenanny on that occasion. It was a decent run. It was a progressive run from his win at Windsor. So, you know, he's going the right way. He's improved on each of his 3 starts. So you certainly wouldn't rule him out. And Richard Hannon, of course, has got a tremendous record in the race in the past. They won it in 2011. You know, he'll be a tough nut to crack, but I just think the top one here has got the class and the form in the book that swings it his way.
Okay, Percy Aline then, the pick in the 3:40 from Salisbury. The final race that we'll look at is the 4:45 from Salisbury. It's a handicap over 1 mile, a Class 2 event with 11 runners down to go to post. There's one that I'm pretty keen on here, Craig, but we'll get to that in a minute. Where should we start for you?
Yeah, it's another cracking race. You know, for a Sunday, we don't usually see the quality that we've got on offer this weekend, Alex. Of course, we've got the Curragh as well. Mm. So we've got some real good action to look forward to on Sunday. But the starting point here for me would be another Godolphin runner in the shape of Silent Bullet, a 3-year-old that gets the allowances. And I think he shaped much better, even though he finished 2nd to Captain Bob, he shaped much better than that finishing position suggests. Last time, he was the only horse in the race to make up any significant ground from the rear. The 1st, 3rd, and 4th was all up with a pace. And, you know, he's had to use his energy just to get up alongside Captain Bob inside the final furlong, where Captain Bob was able to steer the more direct passage in the race, and he had a little bit more left for the business end. So I thought that was a performance that you can definitely mark up. The handicapper has, he's raised him to a mark of 100, but getting the allowances here, I think he looks very well treated.
Okay. What about dangers then? Magic City would have to be one for Hannon and Hughes. Just needs everything to drop right, really, doesn't he?
He does, yeah, but I think he's probably best at seven furlongs as well. And, you know, Goodwood's his track, and he's ran twice there already this season and disappointed on both occasions. And there was no real excuse for either run. The handicap has dropped him £4 as a result of those two well below par efforts. But there's been nothing to take from his two previous runs at Goodwood to warrant any interest in this race. Okay. On Sunday.
One that I'm very interested in is a horse that I followed last year, Master the World. Ran a cracker on debut at Goodwood, 40-1. I was then at York when it ran in the Convivial Maiden Stakes, traditionally a very strong race. Ran okay in that, was a bit short of room. Then went from there to win at Newmarket in pretty game fashion as well. And then this year ran in the Fielding Stakes and the 2000 Guineas. Obviously, plenty of excuses in those. Didn't really show much at all. But if bouncing back to last year's form, I think that could be the each-way play in this race.
Yeah, I wouldn't put you off, Alex, for sure. You know, this is definitely his first realistic chance of winning a race this year. His sights have been set just a little on the high side so far. And he comes into a handicap here off a mark of 92, like you. He was a horse that caught my eye last year. I thought his form was solid and he progressed again with each run. The only concern I have for Sunday is that the David Ellsworth yard has gone completely off the boil of late. You know, some of his horses have finished well beaten, and that wouldn't be a good sign for the chances of this horse on Sunday. And, you know, he's had some well-fancied horses finished well back, the likes of Murden Castle, who I thought was a... had a big chance in the Windsor Castle Stakes, ended up well beaten on that occasion. So, slight concern for the form of the David Ellsworth yard, but a likeable horse.
Okay, but you're happy to side with Silent Bullet there?
Silent Bullet for me, yeah.
Okay, could you just spin us through your three picks then, Craig? The Windsor 330, the Salisbury 340, and the Salisbury 445.
Yeah, starting back to Windsor, and we're going with a Mark Johnson horse in the 330 Torchlighter. Then swapping across to Salisbury for the 340. We're going here with Percy Alline. And in the 445 at Salisbury, Godolphin again, Silent Bullet.
Lovely stuff, Greg. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy all of Sunday's action.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.